We're up to Mishnah Chaf Beis. Nusogia. I just Laman Hashlama Sa'inyan. Want to mention one additional chiddush in the Ramah, the Gabe, the sugya of what we call Asagas Gavul, which we learned last week. The Ramah does add in the Kuda, in the rules of Asagas Gavul, that if a new person is coming to open a business, and that new business is good, l'toivas the people. Good, it's good for the customers there. The people who live in the area are happy to have it. For them, either it's a better schaira or cheaper prices. So then there's no time to, the competition can't say you're being masa gavul, move away. Even if normally he could say it. As we said, in most cases, he can never say hasagas gavul. But in case of pasuk chiyusi, you could. Nevertheless, the Ramah says that the Toivas HaLakucha takes precedence. So that a competitor can't throw out the competition in a case where it's the Toivas HaLakucha, where it's a Toiva for the people. Now, of course, the people, if they don't want it because it makes noise, that they always have a right. But we're talking now as far as the Hasakas Gavul aspect, so that aspect they can't throw them out. In the Truman, the Panam Iris, who says that that's only true if the new person who's coming in is giving a low price, which could be a price that remains, a price that could have a kiyum, the shahr could go down to that price, that could become a normal price. But if somebody else opens up a business just to put the other person out of business, he comes in and he undercuts the shahr. He's mafkiya the shahr, whatever the normal price is, he goes cheaper because he wants to get rid of his competition. Or if he gets rid of the competition, he'll charge a normal price. So that is still awesome. That's not what it means in Shulchan Aruch that it's mutter. Say it's mutter, it means that if somebody's going to charge a price that could cause that becomes a normal price, so the toiva of all of the lekuchis takes precedence to the toiva of the competitor.
Why
that's not? It's a lower price. This is not the Tavis HaLakuchas. Ultimately, it's a short-term Tavis HaLakuchas. Long-term, he's not doing it. It's not for a Tavis HaLakuchas. It has to be a long-term Tavis HaLakuchas. It usually doesn't work that way. Usually, if somebody is wealthy enough to start off losing money, and then he'll make money. Most people can't afford to start off losing money. So it's always the little guy who can't do the shtick, and the big guys who could, and that's what makes for a lot of problems in business. But all right, but anyway, that's an exception, that the Tavis HaLakuchas takes precedence. Well, that's okay. So I don't know what you would do if you had a little grocery and somebody wanted to open up a big supermarket, and a little grocery can't compete with the prices of somebody who does much more business. So it would seem from Shulchan Aruch that he's stuck. He's not so this gavul. There, even though it's pasuk l'chiyusi, even though he's taka gonna lose his business. And normally, if you make him lose his business totally, it's a taiva. I don't know. Here it sounds like having to go all over the country, the main street in all the little towns is empty, all the stores are closed. You go to Liberty, all the stores are closed because ShopRite and Walmart are finished. So I don't know, a community can get together and make takanas, but as far as the rules, ultimately it's short term it's good for the community, and long term it's going to be a ghost town. According to the rule, I'm just telling you what it says in the rules. The rules are that you could say Pesach L'Chiyusi unless it's the Tavis HaLakuchas. The Tavis HaLakuchas, that's an exception. Okay, let's see the new Mishnah. We're going to learn now the Sugya of Davsha. Very different type of Hezek of Shcheinim, much different than anything we had till now. We'll see why. Yishaya Kaisalai Sabach L'Kaisal Chaveirai. with neighbors, and I have a wall, samuch, whatever that means, you see, to your wall, lo yismuch lo yikais alacher, elim ken herchik men adalar arba amis. I can't build another wall unless I leave you a mokim of dalar amis. So why do you need dalar amis? Rashi says mefarish b'gemara, so we'll see in a minute the reason for this hachaka. That's din number one. Din number two, hachaloi nois, beimul mailam, beimul matam, beikinegdan arba amis. We've already discussed numerous times the halachis of a chaloin. We had on days on the days that chaloinus, you have to be marchik. This has a griya. The person can look into your window. So you have to be marchik arba amis, and you can't tell the person you put in window shades. He could say, don't build the window next to my window, and finished. Now that applies in the United States, I don't know, because all the houses are built dafka. Every time houses are built next to houses, they build houses in a row, in a consecutive order. They always build a dafka, identical houses, so the windows face windows. So if it's built already, it's built already. But a chatila to build a house with a window connected to someone else's window, so that's us. You need dalet amis, which is a lot. It's 6-7 feet. So first we go on the resha. The resha, the Mishnah said that you have to be marchik your kaisel from someone else's kaisel dalet amis. Now it's not the lashon of the Mishnah. Lashon of the Mishnah is Misha Haya Kaisalai Samach L'Kaisal Chavei, right? La Yismach Lai Kaisal Achim. The fact of the Gemara, the Kama Hechi Samach. How did it start off that the wall was next to his Rishos? I'm reviewing the Achikam. Habal Ismach La Yismach. It doesn't mean he already had a wall there. He's coming now to put up a wall. La Yismach Aon Kechig Menem Edalera. The Gemara says that's not pshat. Maskelah Rava, he mishaya kaisalei samach l'kaisel chaver ketani. It doesn't fit into the language of the Mishnah. That can't be pshat in the Mishnah. Elo amar Rava hachi ketani. Mishaya kaisalei samach l'kaisel chaver, berachik arba amis. I have a wall that's dalet amis from your wall. V'nafal, and my wall fell. Lo yismach lo kaisel acher, elam kein herchik mimenu dalet amis. I can't rebuild unless I leave you a space of dalet amis. My tama the dafsha dahacha mali lahasam. What is dafsha? Dafsha, as Rashi explains, when a wall is built, the first, at least the chaisel chadash, which the Rishonim say is 50 to 60 years, the first 50, 60 years after a wall is built, walking alongside the wall is very good for the wall. It packs the karka down at the base of the wall so that the wall is strong. That's called dafsha. So the Gemara Mishnah is saying you have to. There's a new niskei shechedim called dafsha, which means he can't block traffic from walking alongside his wall. Now, what's the case? I originally had a wall, and you originally had a wall. But there's dalet amis between them. My wall fell down. I want to rebuild the wall closer to yours. On whose karka am I building? And I want to move it closer. On whose karka am I building? It has to be mine. I can never build on your karka. It's nothing to do with dafsha. If I want to build on your karka, you can always stop it. So it means I'm building on my karka. So what is this halach here of dafsha? You built a wall up to the edge of your property. I built a wall. I was nice enough. I built a wall dalet amis away. Now my wall fell down, so I want to extend my house. I want to build all the way to the property line. Nope, you can't do it because of dafsha. What's going on here? Why can't I build in my own property because of dafsha? What does dafsha have to do with anything? You want to have a benefit to have your karka packed, my karka packed down next to your wall. I have to give you my karka to be packed down near your wall? The words, they're unlike almost anything. We have one similar case. It's kamat, not like any case we have. Every other case, I do something, I'm mazik you. Here, dafsha, well, I'm mazik you. I'm not being mazik you, I'm just not letting you use my karka to fix up your, to, the traffic should fix your kaisel. Well, why could you stop me from building something in my own property? It's a double pella, this Mishnah. How could you stop me? We had in the beginning of the parak that shutvim build a wall between the two rishoyis. So the Mishnah said they split it, and each person has to give half, and they have to go hakel k'minig ha-medina. Whatever the minig ha-medina is, that's what everybody has to chip in. What happens if one person wants a better wall, or one person wants a cheaper wall than the minig ha-medina? So you can't force your neighbor to chip in with an inferior wall, and certainly not with a more expensive wall. So that you can't do. We had that if I want, I could be machnis l'toy shali and build my own wall. I want to go and be machnis into my rishus. I want to build a fancy wall. You don't want. So I'm going to go and be machnis l'toy shali and build a better wall. So we had a discussion if I could do that, or if you could tie me, you want to be able to lean on the wall. If I build the wall, you won't be able to lean on it. But we had this discussion about a person who wants to build. I'm your neighbor. You're supposed to build the wall smack in the middle. You want to build a certain type. I want a different type. I tell you, you know what? I don't need your money. Keep your money. I'll build my way on my property. So I'm machnis l'toy shali, and I build. We didn't have any shurim of dalet ames there. We never had a discussion that when somebody builds a wall and somebody else builds a wall, that there should be anything. We didn't say a word in that whole sugya of dafsha. Now it's true we're not talking typically when there are two walls, but nevertheless, if I mach this into my rishus and I put up a wall, you're going to have to allow your dalet ames for my wall. That's what we're saying now. I build a wall at the edge of my rishus. Your dalet ames, 7 feet, becomes now mishubit to my dafsha. And we didn't say a word about it. Mukhi Yisabiyas, how can we come in on Daf Chaf Beis with talking about dafsha? We had in the first parak whole sugyas of building walls, and we never talked once about this dafsha business. Where does this come from? So A, it's strange, the whole halacha. And B, we never had it in all the other sugyas here, and we're never going to have it again. It's a half an omen. That there's such an idea as dafsha, and it definitely needs a hezbo. We're still here after a chazaka. That is one of the pshatim to be shayim. Okay, let's go to say. The first pshat in this Mishnah, I understand everyone has a hard time with the Mishnah. What right do you have in Dafsha? I hope you all understand. And that's a simple thing. I could force you to let me use your karka to pack down my wall. I'm limiting you. Imagine you have a house. You want to build up to the lot line. And your neighbor says, no, you can't. I need the dalet ames. Your dalet ames to pack down my wall. So Mukhi Yosef says, that this Mishnah is talking in a specific case. It's talking that there was land that belonged to any yid. And the melech either gave or sold land, and I bought a piece of land from the melech. And the land next to it was still empty. And I built a piece of land with the right to build a wall. When the melech gives a piece of land, Stama, he gives you the right to dafsha along with it. So that if I buy a lot from the king that's 40 by 100, I build a house, it's at 40 by 100, plus dalet ames on each side of the wall, that the king allows me to have for dafsha. That's the way it was with the melech. So Memela, now another Jew, goes to the melech, and he's buying the next piece of land. So when he buys it from the king, he can't undercut my rights. I already have a dafsha right in this land. So when the second yid comes to buy the second piece of land, he can't undercut my rights. Because ma mocher rishon l'sheni, kol shlosha b'yada. You can only sell what you own. The king doesn't own the dafsha. He already gave me the dafsha. So that's why I'm allowed to keep it. You follow? We're saying in a normal case, there's no dafsha. In a regular case, you have a city, you buy a house, there's no dafsha. To shutfim, chip in and buy a chatzah, now you're splitting the chatzah, no dafsha. All the normal cases, there's no dafsha. Dafsha is only when when you buy a piece of land from the king, who adin the mukiyasa says you claim it from hefker. You go out and you claim that piece of land, and you build a house. You have an automatically it's understood that the king gives you, or that from hefker you claim it, the right to the dafsha, to the dalet abes next to your wall, which are going to be used to pack down your wall. That's the only case of our Mishnah. Comes out, most cases there's no issue of dafsha, and this Osugi is talking in very limited, unique cases, and zehu. That's the whole din of dafsha. What? Why does he say melech? Why doesn't he say, if a yid is selling a piece of karka to someone else? Well, probably that would have to do with meicha b'ayin yafa meicha, meicha b'ayin ra meicha. At very least, if you hold the meicha as b'ayin ra, he's certainly not getting an adoption. What? Well, an extension today, they don't give you karka. They just give you permission.
That gives you the dalam outside.
But I can't get the dalet ames that you already own, because how could they have a right to take it from you? The government can't just take karka from you. So if it would be hefker and achinami, well, it belongs to the government and achinami, but they can't just take karka from someone just like this. So even a melech yisrael is allowed to take karka, has to pay for it. And it says a king is a pirate's gather, the Raman says they have to pay. And force them to sell it. At any rate, this is the Mukhi Yosef. I think some of the other Rishayim, Ritva, Ramban, the Ramban's not clear. The Ritva brings such an idea that Dafsha's talking by the Melech. The Magen Mishnah brings the same shot. They're talking Dafka Karka of a Melech. That's why there's Dafsha. We'll learn about it today, and we'll go through the rest of the paragraph. We're never going to have Dafsha ever again. As I stated with the Isis, and that's a very limited case. And Mustam has zero nafgamina b'zman hazeh. We defile, we have cement all over the place. I don't think we're curious this whole dafsha business, but it's a limited case. As I state in Mukhi Yosef. Now, obviously, it's a serious daichik. It's a time this Gemara in a specific case, which is not mentioned, not in the Mishnah, not in the Gemara. And it's a case that's not in the Gan most of the time. But what should I do? As I state in Mukhi Yosef. The Rashba brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Yaina a different shot. He brings what I would call a more normal shot. Normal, I mean more, I'm not calling some Rishayim more normal and some Rishayim less normal. I mean the shot is more fits better into the more satisfying shot. Rabbeinu Yaina says, it's talking that he was Marzik Gimel Shanim for Dafsha. And if you're married for 3 years, I could have put up a wall and I had the dafsha on the other side, the packing down of the wall. So that's the case in the Mishnah. You can't stop me because I have a cheskas kibbutz shanim. I'm losing 3 years for dafsha, and once I'm losing 3 years, it's my right. Like every cheskas kibbutz shanim of the shkainim, if I put up a ladder in your rishus for 3 years, I have a right. And if I put up a maschila, I have a right. And if I have a dafsha, I have a right. I have 3 years of cheskas. So the Rashba says he doesn't understand this. Picture what the case is. He says the case, what's the case? We're neighbors, you and I are neighbors, and you build up to the lot line, which you're allowed to do, right? I have no walls. So you build up to the lot line, everything's fine. You're going to get now Cheskas Gimel Shanim on my land for Dafsha. What did you do that I should be Meichem? Like, what was I supposed to say? You didn't do anything. You built up to the edge of the property. That's Kasim al-Shanim. He says, it doesn't make sense here. What am I doing? What is happening? What? Which other people? People don't mind walking. The dafsha is not a chazaka to walk there.
He's using the chazaka of the people.
I mean, he's calling in people in the street to walk there.
They're using that as a
focus. I don't think so. I think the dafsha is just the normal traffic. My kids play in the backyard, they walk around there. He certainly can't bring. What? So what kind of chazak? If you build up to your lot line, and I behave in my property normally, and you're not doing anything to me. Right, so I have a chazak, but you're the one who wants to have a chazak of a damsha. I'm the one who has the chazak in this character, and now I want to build up to the lot line also, just like you built to the lot line, I want to build to the lot line. So you're saying, no, you have a chazak on damsha. What chazak do you have? No, your kids were not playing in my backyard. I don't let your kids play in my backyard. No, but Dafsha means the people who belong there walk there. I have a property and you have a property. On my property, I control who walks there. You can't control. I control who walks there. People come, have people go. Mainly, you have a benefit because my people are always trampling down the ground. So mainly, you have a benefit. But it's not pshat that you could bring people in. That doesn't happen. You could bring people in. So Rabbeinu Yonah says that there's a chazaka for dafsha, and the Rashba says he doesn't know what he's talking about. What kind of chazaka for dafsha? So what I'd like to do here is to chazu something. Because this Rabbeinu Yonah, Rashba's kasha on Rabbeinu Yonah, brings us back to something we learned. I know I can't do a lot of chazara now unless I cheat and do the chazara together with the learning new sugyas. But I'd like to learn with you Kuf Nadal Sifte Zayin. I think most of you did learn it on Daf Yud Zayin. Although at that time I didn't give out copies, but I'd like to learn with you the Sif. And Sifte Zayin, I'm just not talking about Ktsais, I'm not talking about Shach, I'm not talking about Sma, I'm talking about the Mechaber. I read this, I think it was also on a Sunday morning, I told you it's one of the unusual Mechabers, the Shulchan Aruch, because this Mechaber is not typical. He brings Das HaRosh, Das HaRajma, Das Rabbeinu Yonah. But nevertheless, it's very Yisaidistic. And that's why the Mechaber talks this way. Well, we talked about Adav Yud Zayin. Remember Adav Yud Zayin? Long time ago, in Dav Yud Zayin we talked about the rush, the first rush of the Perek. If I open up a window over your property, let's say at a time that your property is it's an abandoned lot, you didn't build anything, and I open up my window over your abandoned lot, do I get a chazaka? You come along 5 years later, finally you get approved to build. And you start building. And now you tell me it's Hezekiah, because I'm looking into your Rishus. I tell you, I have a Chazaka. So listen carefully, because we spoke out at that time two Shitas, which we're going to understand now is really three, as you're going to see. The first was the Rosh Shita. The Rosh was the simplest Shita. The Rosh said, there's no Chazaka, because I can't make a Macha. What are you going to say? I have my window open. What are you going to make a macha? I'm not mazik you. So since there's no macha, there's no chazaka. That's the Das HaRosh. I'm not going to go through the macha brings four cases, just the first case. So if there's any Das HaRosh, Shafiseach Aloy Yishus Chaveiroi, Shach Shaveina Mazikai. Right now it's an empty lot. I'm not mazik you by opening the window. Hezekiah. Ein Shcheina Yachol Ha'akav Olav B'tayna Shahayayim Ha'mochi Yivnehu Ha'mochi Mahuvi Azikenu. You can't come and say, close your window, because I'm going to build a wall and you'll be mazik me. He said, So first of all, you can't stop me. I open a window over your empty lot, you can't stop me with a tiny, like the rush. That's the rush's punchline. His klal, since you can't stop me from opening the window, so there's no chazaka. There's no chazaka. Now, let's just think about the rush, when they get dafsha. The rush says, if you can't stop me, you can't get a chazaka. Right? If I could stop you and I don't stop you, there's chazaka. I can't stop you, there's no chazaka. According to the rush, what would the rush say to Rabbeinu Yonah? By dafsha. By dafsha, the rush would say, Rabbeinu Yonah is wrong. What's Rabbeinu Yonah say? That if you built a wall to your lot line, you get a chazaka after 3 years. The Rosh will say the same taina. Why chazaka after 3 years? I couldn't stop you. If I can't stop you, you don't get a chazaka. Right? The rush has to hold, not like Rabbeinu Yaim. There's no chazaka on Davshan. That has to be. Now the question is, if you argue with the Rosh, are you like the Rosh or are you like the Rabbeinu Yaim? And here's the Chav. The second Shita, which is on the second column, the second page on your copies, Aval Rosh B'Kosav, and it says, V'chein Das Rabbeinu Yaim. So we're now going to read the second Shita, which is both the Rosh B'Rabbeinu Yaim, and we're going to have to figure out why the Rosh B'Rabbeinu Yaim both agree over there that you do get a chazaka. You could be ma'ach. And suddenly, by Dafshe, they get into a machlaikis. It'll be very geschmack if you understand the Rosh Rabbeinu Yaim, why there they agree, and by Dafshe, they disagree. Skip over to Avala Rosh B'Kasa. Shavuvein Abol Psaya Chaloyin Achotze Shimon, the Mokim She'ena Mezika Yasha, Behezagriya. Same case. I mentioned it a dozen times when we were learning Yud Zayin. Somebody opens a window over someone's empty lot. So the Rosh said, you can't stop him, and you don't get a chazaka. The Rajba says the reverse. Ruvein Abol Psaya Chaloyin Achotze Shimon, the Mokim She'ena Mezika Yasha, Behezagriya. V'shimen tayin, shu yivne b'shaloi hayayim alamachar, v'yazikenu, b'riya. He says, I don't want you to open a window, today or tomorrow, or a few years from now, I'm going to build a wall, and you're going to be mazik me. Zok derash ba'adin in Shimon, la'akav al yodai. We could stop him. Opposite of the rush. The rush says, you can't stop him, you don't get a chazak. The rajba says, you could stop him, you do get a chazak. Why? And here's what's important. Why? So he says a reason. You could say, what's going to happen? I'm going to let you have your window open. Later, when I want to build on this lot, I'm going to have to schlep you to Bezdin. I know you're going to give me a hard time with Bezdin. So I don't want to do it. Recall that Shalayu, I know right to Lasatse me my Bedin. Don't schlep with him in Bezdin. So Rajba says, I could time it to you. Don't open your window. I don't want to schlep with you to Bezdin. I know when I'm going to want to build, I'm going to have to go to Bezdin to get you to close your window. So Mimela, I can make a Mecha now, and if I don't make a Mecha, then you get a Chazak. So it goes both ways. If you could make a Mecha, then if you fail to make a Mecha, the other guy gets a Chazak. If you can't make a Mecha, the other person doesn't get a Chazak. So the Rashba says, you could make a Mecha, you do get a Chazak. Even he wants to write, he says, listen, I'll write you a shtar, I'm made to you, and shayim eloi, the dim says, that's orach liya shayim eshevra in the achbarim, that's to watch the shtar, v'chein das arayvim, v'zehes kim arivash, v'chein das harbe meachrayinim, v'chein das rabbeinu yonav haramban, v'achin atinon, period. Now, here it requires a lot of thinking. Here we have the Raja rabbeinu yonav agreeing that it's shayach a chazaka in such a case where you're not hurting me today. You're not hurting me at all. You're not hurting me at all. Just, I tell you, I don't want to schlep you to Din Torah next time. And since I don't want to schlep you to Din Torah, so I'm going to stop you today from putting up your window. Now, the Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah both agree on the case that you have on the sheet in front of you. Now, give it some thought. Figure it out yourselves. Who's right? If Rashba and Rabbeinu Yonah agree on this case, that you could be Meicha, and Mimela, if you're not Meicha, you get a Chazaka, by the window case. What would be exactly the same thing by Davsha? Exactly the same. I have an empty lot. So this case is next to my empty lot, you open a window. So the Rosh we're putting aside. The Rosh can't agree with this whole Shlipa Tayyar. We'll have to get to the Rosh Hashita later. Rashba and Rabbeinu Yonah both agree. If I open a window, you could stop me. And if you don't say anything, I get a chazaka. Now, in exactly the same lot, exactly the same spot, I put up a wall. And I have a chazaka for Davsha. What should be? Could you stop me? Should I get a chazaka? So that's Vashkofa Rishayna, who's right, the Raja of any Yayna. Pashtus Rabbeinu Yonah should be right. No. Rabbi Yonah should be exactly right. Just like if I open a window, you could stop me. If you don't stop me, I get a chazaka. If I build up to your lot line, you should be able to make a macha. If you don't make a macha, you should get a chazaka. So what is the Rajba's taina? Rajba's taina is a very logical taina. And then we have to hear a minute. Yeah, I know. The Rajba's saying, let's think for a minute. I'm standing on my empty lot, I see you open the window. So I'm saying, I'm going to have to build a wall, I'm going to have to get you to close your window. I don't want to schlep you to bed. That's the time. When I'm standing on my empty lot and you build up to the lot line, what could I say? When I want to build, I'll schlep you to bed. You have to schlep the other person to bed. You don't want him to change anything. I don't want to change anything. When I want to build up to the lot line. You're going to want to tie the dafsha, you're going to have to schlep me to bed. Right? In the case of dafsha, it's not a case where I'm going to have to schlep you to Bezdin. Ain't your rights will assassinate me by Bedin. So I'll make a machar right now. I don't want to have a din entirely. By the window case, the Rajba Sfara makes sense. The Rajba is saying, I don't want to schlep you to Bezdin 3 years from now. So therefore, go close up your window. Makes sense. Dafsha case, the whole thing doesn't make sense. What am I going to do? I'm going to say, don't build up to the lot line because 3 years from now, I'm going to have to schlep you to Bezdin. The whole thing doesn't make sense. A, I don't mind if you build up to the lot line. And B, I'm not going to schlep you to Bezdin after a few years. Because you're allowed to build up to the lot line. And Bezdin's not going to stop you, and I'm not going to stop you, no one's going to stop you. The whole Benu Yaina doesn't make sense. The way the Rajba is brought over here is a very simple chiluk between the two cases. In the case of the window, I want to get you to close the window. Has nothing to do with the case of the dafsha. I don't want you to do anything differently. I'm happy you should build to the lot line, and I'll build to the lot line. You want to tie the dafsha to me? You'll have to show me the best. Right? There's no macha that I could make. So I can't make a macha. By the window, I can make a macha. Close the window. By the wall, what macha am I going to make? If there's no macha, so everyone agrees. If I can't make a macha, then there's no chazaka. So the Rajba is clear. The Rajba's difference between the window and the dafsha case is very clear. What does Rabbeinu Yehuda hold? So from this piece of paper, you wouldn't know Rabbeinu Yehuda. But if you look at the Rush in the beginning of this parak, the first Rush, he brings Rabbeinu Yehuda. And Rabbeinu Yehuda gave a different shot by the window. The Chedas Rabbeinu Yaina, the Psak of Rabbeinu Yaina is the same. But his logic is different. Remember, we had in the third parak that if I bring an Oris down to my field, and the Oris is going to work in my field for 3 years, how do I make sure that after 3 years he doesn't say he bought it? How do I make sure 3 years from now he'll say, no, he wasn't an Oris, he was the owner, he has Chazal of Gimel Shan. So we said that there's a different kind of macha. There's a macha where I don't get up and say, do it differently. I say, continue to do what you're doing. I just want to announce to the world, everyone should know, it's my karka and he's an Oris. We had that type of a macha. A normal macha is like Eretz Yisrael, every day someone's making a machar, right? There's always a machar. Yeah, I told you, someone in Mir, they have a bulletin board with all the gemachs. Someone put up a sign, machar gemach. They said, to make a machar, you know what to make a machar about? A machar gemach. Right? And what's a normal machar? A normal machar is, so I tell you, stop. What you're doing is bad. That's a normal machar. We had there a different kind of machar. I have a field. I'm letting you work there 3 years. You're an artist. The macha is just an announcement. Everyone should know he is not the owner. I'm the owner. He's here with my permission. I let him be an artist. It's an announcement. Rabbeinu Yaina held by this window, The same type of mechah is necessary. Rabbeinu Yonah, not the Rosh, not the Rashba. Rabbeinu Yonah said that when someone opens a window over my rishus, it's an empty lot, I have to make a mechah. Why? Because I have to just let it be known I'm not giving you permission. Someday I'm going to build here and I'm going to want him to close it up. So I have to make an announcement that this is without permission. It's not without this is without my askama. He didn't buy the rights. I have to make an announcement. I'm not trying to stop him. See, the Rashba's mecha is a mecha to stop him, to tell him close up the window. That's how the Rashba understood. He says, "Any rights will stop him mecha b'din." The Rashba's mecha is a mecha that says stop. Rabbeinu Yonah's mecha is an announcement mecha. In the case of the window, the sif you have in front of you, there's no zero napkamina in this case. Because in this case, it's both. I can stop you from putting the window, and it's an announcement. So that's why the Mechabe here says two shitas. The Rosh Hashita, you cannot make a mecha, because then Enev Zalechasim. And Rosh Rabbeinu Yonah's shita, that you could make a mecha. It's only two shitas. Comes to Dafsha, it's going to be three shittas. Because besides the Rosh, which we didn't talk about yet, Rabbeinu Yonah holds you could get a chazaka. Why could you get a chazaka? Because the other person should make a mecha. What type of mecha? Just an announcement mecha. You should say, he built up to the lot line. He's allowed to build up to the lot line. I'm not trying to stop him. I just want it to be known that I'm not mishabit to him the Dafsha. Period. You make an announcement. Rabbeinu Yonah holds, that's what you have to do. So like Rabbeinu Yonah, he could get a chazaka after 3 years. But Sheikhin like the Rashba, and like the Rosh also. Rashba and Rosh hold, you only get a chazaka of Hilchus Shcheinim if you did something that I could stop, and I didn't stop you. If you build a drain that lets the water out into my driveway, I have a right to stop you. If I don't stop you, you get a chazaka. If you put up a ladder over my driveway, I have a right to stop you. I don't stop you, you get a chazak. You open a window, I have a right to stop you. If I don't stop you, you get a chazak. But Zok to Rashba, Dafsha, you don't get a chazak. I can't stop you from building up to the lot line. It doesn't hurt me. So Mimela, the Rabbeinu Yonah's pshat is very geschmack. It's Rabbeinu Yonah's pshat. The side of Rashba, the side of Rosh, who in this case are on opposite sides, this Mechaba has four different cases he brings. And Rashba and Rosh are on opposite sides of those machlaikesim. But on this machlaikes, the Rashba and the Rosh are on the same side. They say, if you can't make a mecha to stop someone, there's zero chazakas. You only get a chazak if you can stop someone.
It sounds like they're both the same scar.
Definitely sounds that way. That's why it's good to learn things. And you know, you're always told, you have to see the Mechairis. In this discussion, the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba are the same. The two totally different reasons. They are different reasons. As a matter of fact, they put it down as different reasons. We put here separately Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba. We put that as different reasons. But we always put the Rabbeinu Yonah's reason was that you don't get a chazaka because you have to say something. And if you don't say anything, then you do get a chazaka. And the Rashba shloi satimi ma'bedim. In most cases, there's no difference. Dafsha is a case that's a difference. So this is the way to learn up this Gemara. So you have Dafsha, you have the two choices. Mukiyasis chat, that it's a unique case of Melech or Hefker, or the Benyanis chat that's talking Cheskes Gemol Shanim, which would be more typical of this Masechta. The Mishnah doesn't mention it, but it means Cheskes Gemol Shanim. And the Meila, you have two mahalchim. The Rashba Lachaira, since he doesn't agree with the Rabbeinu Yonah, would have to go with the other pshat, or Rashba would have to go like Muki Yosef's pshat, talking about the Kaka of Amelech, the Kaka of Hefker. The second person should be Maicha. But you see, he can't say that because the whole Rabbeinu Yonah is that you don't get Dafsha unless you first get a Chazaka. You have no inherent right to Dafsha. Right? You only have a right to Dafsha. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah was asking. Who gives you a right to Dafsha? After that, you have a right. Otherwise, you don't. These are the two mahalchim in the Rishayim. However, Tzais in Kuf Nun Hesef Katan Vav points out that Tosfos cannot possibly hold like either pshat, not like the Muki Yosef, who said it's talking about the Melech Karka, and not like Rabbeinu Yainu, who said it's talking about a Chazaka. And he brings one raya from Tosfos. There are numerous rayas. He brings a raya from Tosfos in the Yom Aleph, the bottom Tosfos, the Dibra Maslo V'Kama. In the middle of Tosfos, Tosfos says in Taima, L'Rava Dama Bereish Pirkin Da'asa L'Smeich. In Taima, Rava, in the first Sugi of Yom Yudayin Amadeus, Rava said, you're not allowed to go and be Saimach HaMazik to your neighbor's Rishos. Kama Hechi Samech, how did the story start? How did the first person put up a wall? So Tosfos Kasha is, how did the first person put up the wall? Now, that's not Shalom, if he has. He bought it from the king, and the king let him put up a wall. Tosfos Kasha is not like Mufi Yosef. Tosfos said, how did the first person put up the wall? That's what Shalom Mufi Yosef. Mufi Yosef answered that. He said, the king gave him a shus. Weiter. Could it be Rabbeinu Yaina? Not Rabbeinu Yaina either. So Rabbeinu Yaina says, he had no permission to do it, he did it anyway. The person wasn't Meicha for 3 years, he got a chazak. So Vaita Tais Kashnish Kekash. So therefore, Zakhik Tzai's Tais learned some other pshat in Dafsha, Tzarechim. How does he learn Dafsha? You have the pshat of the Melech or Hefker, the Muki Yosef. You have the Pshat Rabbeinu Yaina, which anyway the Rosh can't hold up, the Rosh doesn't hold up. We need now a third Pshat in Dafsha. What's most difficult about Dafsha is that there's a Tosfos on the Amud Beis, Lema. That's the Tosfos I pointed out to you when we started the Perek. Tosfos says that all the Mishnayos in this Perek are going for a Yaisi. Talking about Gira Delay, remember we talked about in the beginning of his man, that the Chachamim say Allah Nizik La'achik Es Atzma, Rabbi Yaisi holds Allah Mazik, I'm sorry, Chacham holds Allah Mazik La'achik Es Atzma, Rabbi Yaisi says Allah Nizik La'achik Es Atzma, except by Gira Delay. In cases where he's the one causing the damage directly, Gira Delay, then Allah Nizik La'achik, that's what we passed it. Then Allah Mazik La'achik. By Gira Delay, the Mazik has to be Marchik. And all the Mishnayos in this Perek are all Gira Delay. And Tosfos says, very hard to touch, the last words of Tosfos, that Tzarech Lema, Tosfos Lema, Mestisa Le'el, Havanami Gira Delay, Dibiyatish, Seimach HaKosel, Menea Dafsha. Dafsha is Gira Delay. Very, very hard to figure out a shot in this. How is Dafsha Gira Delay? I'm mazik you by not letting people walk next to your wall. I'm mazik you. I'm not misaking you. I'm mazik you. Dafsha is Gira Delay. So all the Dachrayim have a difficult time understanding how Dafsha could possibly be Gira Delay. Lachem has a pshat. Maish has a pshat. So let's hold on for a minute. I'd like to finish the Gemara. Worst comes to worst, I'll come back to this as part of the next sugya, because that place is on the next sugya. But I want you to swallow for today the two pshatim and dafsha. And more importantly, the chaza'ayin, this Rosh and Rashba, the Rebbe Yehuda. In the meantime, let's learn the next piece of Gemara. I'll come back to Tosfos Shita and dafsha. Maske flow Rava. The Yom Tov Yom Beis that we're up to. No, we'll pass that. My Tama, the Dav Shalom Aliyah. So Omer Rav, about 6 lines down. Loi Shara Al Bekaisel Gima, Al Bekaisel Chatzur, Al Bolis Mar Sainach. He holds that even a Kaisel Chatzur, there's no Dav Shalom. But Loi Shia Omer Echa Kaisel Gima, Echa Kaisel Chatzur, Al Bolis Mar Sainach. There's always Dav Shalom. I'm Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, but like Pli, Habi Ir Yeshana. Habir Chadash. An old city, we should say 50 to 60 year old city, everything's settled down already. But if it's a new city, then it didn't settle down, so at least the Kaisal, a new city, all Kaisalais, Hadasha, an old city, it depends what type of Kaisal. So now we learn that Mishnah Cholaynis Bein Milmaila Bein Milmata Bein Mekineg Ben Arba Amis B'tani Alom Milmaila Kedei Shelo Yotzitz. Now there are going to be two pshatim in why you have to be marchik windows. In one pshat is because if I build the window next to yours, I darken your window. Shelo Ya'ati Alom. The Gemara now does not go with that pshat. Gemara says I can't have a window near your window because I may look into your window. That's a kriya. Kedei Shelo Yotzitz V'yira. Mulmata shloyamid v'yira, the connector shloyapil. If it's mulmaila mulmata, so I shouldn't see. And if it's mekinegdon, so that the Gemara says shloyapil. Tama shloyapil. Shem daf shloy. Opposite you, there's no chesaron of dafsha. Why is there no chesaron of dafsha? So the Gemara achem b'mayaskin of a momin atzad, he builds it alongside. What does it mean he builds it alongside? You want this Gemara? Alongside means I have a wall this way, like an L. You build a wall that way. A little hard to picture. I'm saying now it doesn't hurt the dafsha. It doesn't hurt the dafsha. I have a wall this way. This is my property, and I build a wall here. So it's Gishmak. People are walking, they're packing down the earth. I'm so free. Now, if you're going to build a wall this way, people can't walk anymore. It's going to be Mazik me. So instead, you build the wall this way. Right? You build the wall this way, so it's still dafsha. I just want to ask you, if you build the wall this way, and people want to get from here to here, are they going to walk along my wall? Huh? What's going on here? Huh? I have a wall this way. You're going to build the wall this way. I'm saying, it's not mazik dafsha. People still walk here. It's very strange. Maybe these are people themselves when they're playing in their backyard, they're going to run around there. It's got to be something like that. Well, maybe in Eretz Yisrael it's so hot that people walk along the walls for the tree, for the shade. Did this kasha, the Prisha asked the Blazer Tzarachim into it, also asked the kasha. It could be like we said, it doesn't mean I'm going to let all kinds of traffic through my street. It means that in my backyard, when my kids play ball, and when whatever goes on there, they're going to trample down the earth, the land. But anyway, that's how the Gemara is assigned, the Bamin Hatzad. The Kama, I'm Rabbi Yevai Chamuada, Mashion, Banidva, Peshvedeva, Kamalei Rechit Chaloi, the width of the window, Chaloi Benzit. I could still bend over and look. Madir means he builds the wall in a bent way, in a contoured way, so that you can't stand and look. It's curved a little bit, that you can't look into the other person's window. How could you say the width of a window? We need arba amis. Like kasha kamruach achas kamishnei rufus. So we're saying the following: I have a window. If you build a wall on one side, so you only have to be marked a small amount. If you build on both sides, so now you really ma'apil on me. Now, it's like I don't have a window anymore. I have two walls on two sides. There, you have to be marchik dalet amis. So if it's on one side, you don't need dalet amis. If it's on both sides, then you do need dalet amis. Mishnei Ruchas. Toshma besakaisel bin a maschila dalet amis. Maschila is a drain pipe. When you put a drain pipe, the kaisel has to be dalet amis, kadesh yezekif is a sulam. So you can put up a sulam, a ladder. Tama mishum sulam, mishum dav shalai. See, I don't understand this Gemara's kasha according to the Mekiyais. You should have answered. We're not talking in a case where the melech gave the piece of karka. All these kashas, isn't a kasha from the Mishnah. Who says the end of Mishnah is talking that the melech gave you karka and you have a right of dav shalai? At any rate, Hachamayaskinam v'maschila mishupas, di mishundavsha hu ha'kazal v'asi to say. It's possible to walk there, because the maschila is bent, it leaves room for people to walk. And the mela, there's no issue of davsha. So this is the maskonas ha'gemara. And we really did not spend time in the sugya about ma'apil, which the Gemara does not go into, the end of the Mishnah. The lach of darkening someone's windows. Hopefully we'll still have a chance, we'll come back to it. But we did go into the Indian of Dafsha, so it's a one day stand, Dafsha. Normally it could have taken 2-3 days to try to figure out the pshat. And the truth is, we're not ending up with a good pshat like all the Rishayim. We have the Mukhiyaisa's pshat, which in the whole language, Mukhiyaisa is a good pshat. Rabbeinu Yonah's pshat, which is based on he's the only one we know that has such a shita that if I shame him, I have to make a machah that doesn't stop you. We're left really without the Geshmak Pshat and Dafsha, so it's marveling that there we'll speak out either of Nachum or of Moshe's.